Sacred Kin: How the World's Religions and Belief Systems View Animals and Their Souls. Across the world's religious and spiritual traditions, the relationship between humans and animals is woven with ethical, mythological, and metaphysical threads. Whether seen as sacred beings, reincarnated souls, divine messengers, or fellow travelers in creation, animals occupy a morally significant place in humanity's understanding of life and the universe. Though the specific laws, rituals, and beliefs vary widely, most traditions advocate for compassion, stewardship, or reverence in the treatment of animals. Equally diverse are beliefs about whether animals possess souls, and if so, what fate awaits them after death. This essay explores how different religions and belief systems approach these questions. It examines both ethical teachings about how animals should be treated and metaphysical views on whether animals have souls and what kind of spiritual existence they may lead. From the scriptural laws of Judaism and Islam to the karmic cycles of Hinduism and Buddhism, from indigenous cosmologies to modern Wiccan thought, a panorama of human reflection emerges, one that reveals not only how we see animals, but how we define morality, divinity, and our own place in the living world, Judaism. Judaism mandates compassion toward all living creatures through the principle of Zar Balei Chaim, the prohibition against causing unnecessary suffering to animals. The Torah includes numerous laws that protect animal welfare, such as requiring rest for working animals on the Sabbath and prohibiting the muzzling of an ox while it treads grain. The ethical relationship between humans and animals is framed as stewardship under divine command, not ownership. In Jewish thought, animals possess a nefesh, a life force or animating spirit. However, the soul's immortality is typically reserved for humans. The afterlife of animals is not clearly defined in Jewish theology. While they are part of creation and are acknowledged in divine concern, animals are generally seen as lacking the moral agency required for judgment or reward after death. Still, mystical traditions like Kabbalah allow for more inclusive interpretations. Christianity. Christian teachings often emphasize humanity's role as stewards of creation. While the Book of Genesis grants dominion over animals, many theologians interpret this as a call to compassionate caretaking, not exploitation. Saints such as Francis of Assisi modeled deep love for animals, and various denominations today promote animal welfare as part of a broader moral duty to creation. However, views vary, and some traditions still maintain a human-centric interpretation of Scripture. Christian perspectives on animal souls are divided. Some assert that only humans, made in the image of God, have immortal souls. Others argue that God's redemptive plan includes all creation, citing Romans 8 and Isaiah's prophecy of peaceful coexistence among animals. The idea that animals might be resurrected or live in the new heaven and new earth has gained popularity among some contemporary Christian thinkers, especially in environmental theology, Islam. Islamic teachings strongly advocate mercy, rahmah, and just treatment of animals. The Prophet Muhammad demonstrated this through his own behavior-intervening when animals were mistreated, praising those who showed kindness, and forbidding cruelty such as overburdening or abusing animals. Animals are considered communities like humans, Quran 6:38, and using them for sport or cruelty is explicitly prohibited. The ethical treatment of animals is part of Islamic accountability before God. Although animals are not said to have immortal souls like humans, the Quran acknowledges their spiritual significance. Their suffering is not unnoticed. Animals will be compensated or their mistreatment judged on the Day of Judgment. This moral accountability implies that animals are not spiritually irrelevant. They are part of God's creation and bear witness to His signs, Buddhism. Buddhism emphasizes ahimsa, or nonviolence, as a central ethical precept. All sentient beings, humans and animals alike, deserve compassion. Harming animals is seen as generating negative karma and hindering spiritual progress. Buddhist monks and many laypeople adopt vegetarianism as a form of spiritual discipline. Animals are viewed as fellow travelers on the path to enlightenment, and their well-being is part of the practitioner's ethical concern. Animals are firmly within the cycle of samsara, the wheel of birth, death, and rebirth. Souls can be reborn as animals or humans, depending on karma. Being born as an animal is generally seen as a less fortunate rebirth due to limited capacity for moral reasoning, but still within the cycle toward eventual liberation. Thus, animals are spiritually significant and part of the greater journey toward nirvana. Hinduism. Hinduism upholds ahimsa as a cardinal virtue, deeply influencing dietary and ethical practices. Many Hindus are vegetarians, and even those who are not are taught to treat animals with respect. Cows, in particular, are revered as sacred, often associated with maternal symbolism and various deities. Elephants, Ganesha, monkeys, Hanuman, and snakes, Naga, also hold divine associations, further reinforcing a duty of protection. Like in Buddhism, Hinduism views animals as souls journeying through samsara. The Atman, or eternal soul, can inhabit many forms, human and non-human. Treatment of animals thus has karmic consequences. Animals are not spiritually lesser but different expressions of the same divine reality-Brahman. Their souls, like ours, are bound for eventual liberation through successive incarnations. Greek mythology. In ancient Greece, animals were embedded in ritual, myth, and philosophy. Certain animals were sacred to specific gods, owls to Athena, bulls to Zeus, dolphins to Poseidon. While animals were often sacrificed, this was done as a deeply symbolic act, not casual cruelty. Philosophers like Pythagoras advocated vegetarianism, believing in the transmigration of souls. Greek philosophical thought, particularly among Orphics and Pythagoreans, entertained the idea of soul transmigration, metempsychosis, wherein human and animal souls cycled through various bodies. Although mythology did not systematize animal afterlife beliefs, the recurring theme of transformation and divine embodiment suggests that animals possess spiritual significance, if not immortality. Norse mythology. In Norse culture, animals played practical and symbolic roles. Wolves, ravens, and horses had mythological importance as companions of gods or omens of fate. While hunting and farming dictated utilitarian use of animals, myth imbued them with reverence. Odin's ravens, Hugin and Munin, Thor's goats, and Sleipnir, the eight-legged horse, all reflect this dual practicality and spiritual symbolism. Norse mythology doesn't explicitly articulate an animal afterlife, but animals clearly participate in the cosmic drama of Yggdrasil, the world tree, Ragnarok, the end of the world, and divine myth. Their souls may not be individualized as in human terms, but their mythic recurrence implies spiritual significance within the Norse cosmological cycle. Ancient Egyptian beliefs. In ancient Egypt, animals associated with gods were revered: cats, Bastet, ibises, Thoth, crocodiles, Sobek, and bulls, Apis. Many were mummified and buried in sacred rites, indicating both protection and ritual significance. However, not all animals were protected. Some were sacrificed or used for food, demonstrating a dualistic view that mixed reverence with utility. Animals connected to deities were believed to possess spiritual power and continuity. Their mummification and burial suggests belief in an afterlife or at least ritual importance. Though human souls were more elaborately described, sacred animals clearly occupied a place in the spiritual imagination of the Egyptians. Ancient Mesopotamian beliefs. In Mesopotamia, animals were integral to both daily life and religious ritual. Certain animals were considered omens or messengers of the gods. Animals like lions and bulls were depicted in royal and divine iconography, symbolizing power and divine authority. While animals were sacrificed and used practically, their ritual roles lent them sacred status. There is little evidence of formal beliefs about animal afterlives, but their role in religious symbology implies a spiritual dimension. Animals often mediated the divine and earthly realms, though their souls were not discussed in the same terms as humans. Wicca. Wicca, a modern pagan path, places strong emphasis on harmony with nature. Animals are seen as sacred parts of the divine whole. Many Wiccans are vegetarians or animal rights advocates, viewing cruelty toward animals as a spiritual violation. Rituals may honor animal spirits, and environmental ethics are central to Wiccan morality. Wiccans believe that animals have spirits and participate in the cycle of birth, death, and rebirth. Reincarnation may involve returning as an animal or human, depending on the tradition. Animals are considered part of the spiritual family, often appearing as familiars or spirit guides, affirming their deep spiritual relevance. Native American beliefs. For many Native American tribes, animals are spiritual kin. Hunting is sacred, never done frivolously, and always with gratitude. Every part of the animal is used, and rituals are performed to honor the spirit of the hunted creature. Animals often play roles in creation myths and are seen as teachers or messengers. Animals are believed to have spirits that persist after death. These spirits may join the ancestors, roam the spirit world, or return to nature. Animal guides or totems help individuals navigate the spiritual path. The boundary between human and animal soul is fluid, emphasizing interconnection rather than separation. Australian Aboriginal beliefs. In Aboriginal cosmology, animals are direct descendants or manifestations of dreamtime ancestors. Hunting is performed only within strict cultural protocols and with spiritual reverence. Waste or cruelty is taboo. Animals are part of sacred songlines and totemic systems, ensuring that ecological knowledge is passed through generations. Animals are seen as spiritual beings tied to specific totemic sites and ancestral myths. Their spirits return to the land or to dreamtime after death. The cycle of life is eternal, with animal spirits woven into the land, community, and cosmic story. Conclusion. The diversity of perspectives presented here highlights a fundamental truth. While doctrinal details differ, a broad current of respect for animals runs through most religious and spiritual worldviews. Whether expressed as commandments, karmic law, mythic reverence, or ecological balance, the call to treat animals with compassion appears nearly universal. Even in traditions that grant humans a privileged status, there are often clear mandates to avoid cruelty, act justly, and recognize the shared breath of life that animates all beings. Beliefs about animal souls similarly span a spectrum, from skepticism to conviction, from undefined spiritual roles to full participation in cycles of rebirth or divine judgment. In many systems, the boundaries between human and animal are not rigid but fluid, reminding us that all life is interconnected biologically, ethically, and spiritually. In an age of environmental crisis and industrialized animal suffering, these ancient insights remain urgently relevant. They invite us to reconsider the ethics of our actions and to recognize animals not as objects, but as beings worthy of empathy, dignity, and spiritual attention. To honor animals is, in many traditions, to honor the sacred itself.